Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Here's Wiggins going back the other way. Down the lane to the rim. His lay-in is good, and he drew the foul. They'll get Drummond on the personal. 30 for Andrew Wiggins here tonight.
Another big win for the Wolves.
Absolutely, yeah. They got the groove back last night. Mm-hmm. They topped the Pistons 120 to 114. And again, Andrew Wiggins led the Wolves 33 points. Karl Anthony Towns, 25 points. And the Wolves outscored the Pistons 21-5 to end the first quarter. And they never trailed for the rest of the game. So a fairly convincing win last night after some disappointments over the weekend. And the Wolves play the Spurs tomorrow night at Target Center. You can hear that right here on your Wolves station.
Every Wolves game right here on CCO. Yep. So stay tuned here. Hopefully it's going to be a great season.
The other story that's trending is DACA. Mm-hmm. And the Supreme Court is now weighing what to do with those 700,000 young people, those dreamers.
And today, the legal battle began. There were oral arguments today in front of the Supreme Court. They lasted more than an hour. And apparently, some commentators are saying that due to the Supreme Court's questioning, the conservative majority on Tuesday signaled a willingness to side with the Trump administration in the legal battle over the fate of those nearly 700,000 dreamers. Those are the DACA recipients. Mm-hmm. Those are people who were brought here unknowingly, unwillingly by their parents. You know, they were kids when they were brought across the boundaries of the United States. And this is the only home that they know. Well, the Trump administration wants to end protections for the dreamers, which means they wouldn't have the safety and the security to stay in the United States and live and work here. Right now, these DACA kids can live and work safely in the United States. The Trump administration may deport them if the DACA protections are eliminated. And apparently, the high courts, this is according to spectators, the high courts, five conservative justices suggested in their questioning and deliberations, they would uphold the administration's controversial decision to dismantle the DACA program. The four liberal members of the court expressed skepticism about the decision and the administration's justification for making it.
And again, John Roberts may be the swing voter. Mm-hmm. I mean, in the past, he's sort of defied traditional wisdom.
He's been a swinger in the past.
He's been a swinger. He does not always vote the straight conservative vote. But it'll be interesting. Microsoft and many other companies are arguing that these people, these young people who didn't have a choice being here, are now indispensable employees.
No doubt.
And that they will cause irreparable harm if they have to leave the country.
Like, for example, if you were brought here at age 5 or 1 or 7 or even 13 and you were educated here and then you worked hard to stay here and now you have a job
and
in
you're
the workforce
paying taxes.
And you're paying taxes because you've been, you know, given the opportunities that we have here in America and you are a competent taxpayer, why would we send you away? It would be unconscionable to take someone who came here as an infant, and this is the only home they know, and send them, and they are a contributing member of society, and send them to a country they may have never been to.
So it'll be interesting if this decision is made based on policy, basically undoing something that the previous president, mm-hmm. President Obama, did, or if there are legal reasons why this gets undone. If it winds up not passing the smell test and being unconstitutional or illegal. So we'll see what the justices decide. I'm not sure a decision based on everything I'm reading and seeing, a decision may not be made.
No, they say
until
it could take a year.
Next year.
Yeah, they say it could take a long time.
Well into 2020, but maybe a few months before election time. So we shall see. One place you will not find the verdict, the final verdict, is on Disney Plus, right?
Lots of excitement about this today. Paul has already subscribed to Disney Plus. You have the app. Dan Cook is already very excited to watch the new Star Wars show. We talked with Tim Lammers, our streaming and our movie reviewer, earlier today about his thoughts on Disney Plus.
there's going to be 30 new original TV series coming from Disney through all their properties. I mean, people are thinking, oh my God, are they biting off more than they can chew by buying, you know, Lucasfilm and Marvel and, you know, National Geographic and then Fox. I mean, but now you can see what they're doing. Everything that you ever wanted from any of those companies is all right there in one place. And I think the one that's really going to suffer here is Netflix, because Netflix used to, and still do, depending on how some deals were structured, would run Disney films on their streaming service. Eventually, though, all of those are going to go away. So that's going to, Disney Plus is going to be the only place that you can find them. So I think the one that stands to lose the most out of all this, particularly because their price is up there $13-14 a month right now, is Netflix. You know, you got Apple TV that's $4.99, and you know, Amazon, you got the wonderful, you know, $120 a year, and you know, you get the 2-day shipping and all that stuff, and then you get Prime Video on top of that. So, you know, those are giants, and Netflix are giants, but I think that, you know, the Amazon and Apple, they can stand to take a beating, you know, in the short term from Disney Plus. I don't know about Netflix though.
That's an interesting prediction.
$69 if you sign up for an entire year, as I did. And it has, look, it has everything from The Lion King, Bambi, to all 30 seasons of The Simpsons, to the Marvel movies, Doctor Strange, Iron Man 3, The Avengers, Captain America, Civil War. It has 18 Pixar Animation Studio favorites. A lot of these I haven't seen. It has content from National Geographic. I mean, there's a lot there, over 500 movies. It's quite a catalog. Again, you have little kids, you're a grandparent with little kids. To me, it seemed like a lot of bang for the buck.
Let's talk about traveling. Going on a trip, this weather makes you want to fly away. Best time to book a ticket. Find out next.
Paul and Jordana.
Traveling, beer, sounds fantastic, doesn't it?
It's a nice combination.
It's a nice combination.
I like that pairing.
Yes. The Vacation and Travel Experience is next weekend. We are very excited to have our next guest on because she is going to give us the inside scoop. As three people who do travel quite a bit, David, Paul, and myself, Pauline Frommer from the Vacation and Travel Experience is joining us now to tell us how to make the most of it and the least expensive way. Pauline, welcome to the program.
Hey, Pauline.
Well, thank you. And I'm from the Frommer Travel Guides. I actually don't work for the Vacation Experience, but I am their keynote speaker.
All right. So fantastic.
Okay.
So will you be speaking about the best time to buy a ticket?
I will be. And you know, it's really important. You can save a lot of money by buying at the right time.
Well, hold on, because Paul has a theory about this. So when do you buy?
I buy Sunday nights or Tuesday nights.
I heard Tuesday was the best time. David, have you heard something?
Yeah, Tuesday is kind of what I've always gone with as well.
Right. So are we total idiots?
Sunday is the right time now. And this comes from a study done by this organization called the Airline Reporting Corporation. It's the largest middleman in the travel world, and they act as the middleman between travel agencies and the airlines. And they looked at 2 billion, with a B, flight segments to come up with numbers, and they found that people who book on Sundays generally spend 17% less.
Well, that's a lot.
So that's a big savings. Now, why is that? They don't say. I have a theory, though. I think it's because corporate travel agents don't work on Sundays. And so they know you're a vacationer. They know you may or may not travel. And they're going to be better about giving you a deal, perhaps, to try and entice you to fly.
And, well, David just had an interesting experience. And yeah. I'm sure there's always an exception to the rule. And this is it. Because you're taking your family, what, to Hawaii?
Yeah, my family's taking a trip to Hawaii, and we looked on Sunday night, and I kind of flagged the itinerary I wanted, and I checked the next morning, Monday, and it was almost $200 a ticket cheaper Monday morning versus Sunday night, which I was very surprised at, but I guess there's exceptions to the rule.
Mm-hmm. Exceptions to the rule, and you have a guardian angel.
I know.
And I bought them right away. I stopped everything I was doing, and I booked those tickets.
Hey.
Yeah. That's great. Well, the thing about tickets people should know is you can cancel them in 24 hours without penalty. So if you ever see a drop like that and you've bought it on Sunday, cancel it, rebook on Monday.
Pauline, I also saw a nugget here that made me do a double take. it looks like the sweet spot when to actually buy is roughly 6 weeks before your trip. If you book too early or too late, you miss out on getting the best possible prices, right?
Right. Well, the airlines don't even make available the best of prices well in advance because they don't know how that flight is going to sell. And so they want to get as much money as they can for the seats. Plus, if you book really far out, they know they've got you. They know you really want to fly. The same for last-minute bookers. Those are often business travelers, and they always try and get as much money as possible out of business travelers and people who really need to fly. So deals tend to pop up about 6 weeks before travel.
6 weeks. Okay.
Now, next weekend, the 16th and 17th, is the Vacation and Travel Experience at the Minneapolis Convention Center. And this looks like a fun event. And by the way, we're giving away tickets to it in just a moment. We're going to tell you to be the fifth caller. But there's beer.
Some really cool beers here. Mm-hmm. Yeah, you had me at the Belching Beaver. I mean, that's one of the beers. Yeah,
there are beers from all over the United States in the beer pavilion. I think that's an extra cost, but it should be a lot of fun.
And it's sponsored by WCCO Radio. It is an extra cost. And this is an adults-only event, so no kids, no pets, no nobody. Just go to look around for your next trip and have a couple of beers.
So, it's a lot of fun. There are companies from around the world. There are people from around the world to give you firsthand experience. And I'm there. I'm a travel journalist. I don't sell travel at all. We just sell guidebooks and information on Fromers.com.
Yeah.
So I tell you the truth.
And
so I'm there speaking at 10:30 both on Saturday and Sunday.
I was going to ask if you were that Fromer. Because
I am. And my dad started the books 62 years ago.
Great guidebooks. Let me ask you this. Favorite place to visit in the United States and maybe your favorite destination elsewhere outside of the United States? And people must ask you this all the time, but is there one place you keep going back to?
Well, all of the Fromer guides are written by local authors, and I live in New York City.
Mm-hmm.
So I write the New York City book, Fromer's Easy Guide to New York, and I'm in this ongoing love affair with my hometown. I get to go out to clubs and bars and see all the new museum exhibits. And so to my mind, it's a great city and a great place to visit. Outside of the U.S. is really rough. There's so many great places to go. I recently was in Portugal, which is a fabulous European destination because it's so much less expensive than other Western European countries, and yet you get the same types of experiences, gorgeous cathedrals, incredible museums, fabulous food, but for maybe 20-25% less than you'd pay across the border in Spain or in Italy or France.
Okay.
Good little tip.
That is good.
Pauline Fromer from Fromers, we so appreciate you, and we look forward to hearing you speak next weekend at the Vacation and Travel Experience.
Yep. Thank you, Pauline.
Thanks. Thank you.
We have some tickets to give away. We need you to be the fifth caller at 651-989-9226. Do that right now. Fifth caller, 651-989-9226. And David will give you some free tickets to the Vacation and Travel Experience.
That's right. There is a Beer Dabbler Pavilion.
Uh-huh. So,
I'm all
over
that.
That's sponsored by WCCO Radio.
Yeah, that's very cool.
Happy to pitch in on that one.
These trips look even better after
your third beer.
Third
right?
flight
You're
of
beers.
You're laying
down 40 grand to go to Greece. That's right.
That looks good. That looks good, too. All right.
When we return, Israel has hit by rockets from Gaza after an airstrike kills a terrorist hiding in Gaza. We will talk more about what is happening in the Middle East next.
Paul and Jordana.
Well, it's been a tough day in the Middle East, certainly in Israel and in the Gaza Strip. Paul is traveling to Israel in December, and I am taking a trip there with CCO listeners in January that I'm very excited about. But anytime tensions flare up in the Middle East, Americans and those Zionists like me, anyone supporting Israel, heads up, we want to know a little bit more about that. And that's what happened overnight when Israel targeted a senior Islamic Jihad commander in Gaza. If you're not familiar with Islamic Jihad, they are a terrorist organization bent on the destruction of Israel. And then folks in Gaza fired back. About 200 rockets were fired from the Gaza Strip into Israel on Tuesday after this Islamic Jihad senior leader was killed. So joining us now to sort of shake it out so we can figure out, hey, exactly what happened is General Counsel Aviv Ezra, based in Chicago. He is the highest ranking diplomat here in the Midwest in America from Israel. So thank you for joining us, sir.
Thank you, Jordana. Thank you for having me on your show. I really appreciate it, this tough period of time in Israel.
Explain to us what happened last night in Israel.
Well, we've been being attacked by the Islamic Jihad, which is kind of a, I would say, if Hamas is not a very big fan of Israel and doesn't want to see Israel exist altogether, Islamic Jihad is even more radical than that. And we've been attacked by them in the last year and a half with hundreds of rockets that have been shelled upon our heads and attacks through our fences and through our kibbutzim, et cetera, kibbutzes and villages around the border. And by the way, that is, of course, as your listeners know, after Israel has no presence at the Gaza Strip, has extracted all its forces, all its settlements, nothing about their narrative that it's about the occupation. And we've been shelled upon repeatedly against our civilians. Now, the head head power against leading that is actually the Islamic Jihad of Palestine, the Palestinian Islamic Jihad. And this figure, his name is Abu el-Ata, is actually the one leading and quarterbacking these countless terrorist attacks that are carried out by the Islamic Jihad. Now, he was planning, it's not only something that hasn't happened in the past, he was in the midst of planning additional attacks that should be carried out against Israel in the upcoming near future. And we have been very closely monitoring him. And for us, getting him out of the equation would have made a major dramatic change in actually saving Israeli lives. We were able to do that in a very kind of a preventive, in making sure to prevent any collateral damage. And in response, they have attacked us in the last 9 hours with more than hundreds of rockets against civilians. So if I need to flag a very major element here, is that while they are going after Israeli civilians, we have managed very precisely to go after only the head of that organization that is geared towards killing Israelis.
Aviv, Gaza's health ministry said seven Palestinians were killed, another 30 wounded, 47 Israelis wounded, including two hurt by rocket shrapnel. Can you just give our listeners a quick overview about the Iron Dome and how that works and how well did it work intercepting these missiles this time around?
Yes, the Iron Dome is something that actually I had the honor of working with the United States to develop it, co-develop it together, both Iron Dome and additional layers of missile defense called David Sling and Arrow 2 and Arrow 3. They're all geared towards intercepting missiles and rockets coming from Iran, Islamic Jihad, Hezbollah, Hamas, but also against deployed forces of the United States. So we developed it together, and the idea is to develop a mechanism that will be not only a life-saving mechanism by being able to intercept these incomings that are not differentiating between civilians or military, but rather going after any person that they are capable of going. But not only life-saving mechanism, but also a war-preventing mechanism, because it allows Israel decision-makers to really take more time and not immediately responding in self-defense. Now, however, this Iron Dome system is capable of intercepting a very high level of incoming, I would say around 80%, 90%, but not 100%. That means that if the terrorists are trying to overwhelm us by a huge amount of rockets that they're shelling and that they're shooting towards us, which is, by the way, again, financed and developed and equipped and supplied by Iran, then unfortunately about 10 to 15, maybe 20% of the incomings will pass the Iron Dome. Now, for that, we will have to respond. If you look at it this way, you could see that this indiscriminate rocket fire by Islamic Jihad is a double war crime because, A, it's targeting Israeli civilian population, but, B, it's also launching these rockets from within Gaza civilian neighborhoods and institutions like schools and hospitals and requires us to respond.
We're breaking up a little bit, so if you can just speak directly into the phone, that'd be helpful. For those of you that are just tuning in, we're speaking with Consul General Aviv Ezra today about the attacks in Israel and in Gaza. So describe, I know that schools and all non-essential work were canceled through the targeted areas from where these rockets are coming from Gaza into Israel. Describe what that's like for folks to hear the sirens and what they how they have to respond?
Well, again, sorry for not being as clear as possible.
Okay.
Can you hear me better now?
Yes, we can. Thank you.
We can hear you now, yes.
Excellent. So I just want to say that we're talking about a double war crime targeting Israeli civilians and launching rockets from within Gaza civilians. But to your point, to your question, think about a school that has to evacuate its class in 15-second segments. So you're in the middle of a school or you're in the middle of a hospital, and then you hear the siren. You have about 15 seconds to move yourself to a shelter area. This is obviously mind-boggling towards all segments of the populations, and of course has a major effect on the economy, on post-traumatic stress disorder, and many additional, and that's before talking about the physical infrastructure and of course people that are being hurt on an everyday basis.
Talk to us then about traveling, because Paul is going in
right.
December. I'm going in January, and I've been many times, so this would not ever stop me or deter me from going. But when people outside of Israel think about taking a trip there, they get worried that an uprising like this could lead to something dangerous. Do you have advice for travelers going to Israel?
For sure. Listen, these are like peaks. So at a certain period of time, like for example today, we are finding ourselves in a situation where it's pretty dramatic, and you wanna understand that these things are happening at a certain period of time that you're coming. However, hopefully, and this usually is what happens, that a couple of days later, when there's fatigue from the Palestinian side, there is immediately tranquility that comes back, and then when people land in Israel, the first question is they ask, "What war zone?" I mean, you're landing in Israel. Feel as comfortable, as secure as in any place around the United States. You don't even feel any challenge whatsoever. So to your point, I really genuinely hope that we will be able to overcome this sooner rather than later, hopefully in the next couple of days. Mm-hmm. It is very much up to the other side, because we do not have any interest in the escalation. However, we will have to do what is necessary to protect and defend our citizens.
We get it. And we hope they are safe. We hope everybody is protected. And we hope all is well and peace comes sooner than later. Consul General Aviv Ezra from Chicago, thank you for joining us and giving us an explainer today.
Thank you, sir.
Thank you for having me. And I wish that we'll all be able to see peace coming up very soon.
I agree.
That would be great.
Wouldn't that be fantastic?
You know, I tell people, and I've been over there 4 times. I mean, this is our 5th time, and there is no place on earth like Israel, the Holy Lands. It's a special, special place. And I say, imagine, okay, you live in the Twin Cities. Imagine that Wisconsin has missiles.
That's right.
And most everybody in Wisconsin wants to kill you. Mm-hmm. Imagine that Iowa has missiles and bombs and terrorists, and they too want to come in. And imagine everybody in the Dakotas has missiles and bombs and wants to kill you. And you're this oasis of democracy surrounded by enemies who are heavily armed, mostly by Iran.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm amazed they have business as usual, that life goes on.
It does. It is astounding how normal it does become. But yet, when I did read today, the schools are being evacuated, the non-essential work is canceled, I thought, okay, they're really taking, not that they don't take it all seriously, but they're really taking this seriously, because over 200 rockets have come into southern Israel now. An Iron Dome protected from 20 of them. Maybe that's only because 20 were in a dangerous area, populated area. Maybe some of the missiles fell in the middle of a field where maybe they didn't have
Iron Dome.
They
can overwhelm. They can almost jam the Iron Dome.
Mm-hmm. But people don't realize, we just got al-Baghdadi. The Americans just murdered al-Baghdadi. Just think about if al-Baghdadi was in Wisconsin, we would have a barrage of missiles, coming at us. That's what's happening currently now in Israel. That's exactly what's happening to them. So,
and by the way, that was a metaphor to our knowledge. Wisconsin does not have missiles
that we know
trained
of.
On the
that
Twin
we know
Cities.
Of.
We
Iowa,
hope not.
We're not so sure.
We're looking
south.
Into that.
We need the Dakotas, we don't know.
We need to verify that.
We'll figure that
Some
out.
Bad actors out in Sioux Falls. Keeping our eye on you. In the meantime.
I'm sorry. We'll tell the good news. We have good news about Rocco Baldelli, but we'll tease that ahead.
We got all kinds of good news. And we got good news, too. If you're looking for some gift ideas, some holiday gift ideas, Look no further than Wixon Jewelers. The incredible collections at Wixon Jewelers in Bloomington feature a stunning array of extraordinary, one-of-a-kind jewelry pieces. You cannot go wrong shopping for Hanukkah or Christmas at Wixon Jewelers.
Paul and Jordana.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.